Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's pretty dusty, Frank. Little band from Texas bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com, and we're having a great visit with Ed Harrington. Ideas to Go is the name of his company. Outsmart Your Instincts is the book that he co-authored, along with Adam Hansen and Beth Storrs. Ed, I need your website, please. Tell us about your company.
IdeasToGo.com. IdeasToGo. Ideas now, I forgot your second. About the company.
Yeah.
So we help other companies come up with ideas. So the way we use our creativity is by getting creativity out of other people and bringing them in with consumers in their particular industry, whether that be neurosurgeons or janitors or regular folks like you and me. We bring in a creative element of those people and have them help our clients get more creative. They're great. They're great for discipline. Clients usually listen when a customer's in the room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
that's what
Ed,
we do,
and that's ideas2go.com. Check that out, folks. Ed, you availed yourself of the Paycheck Protection Program resources. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. As soon as we sniffed that, we went Benny Bonkers applying, and a certain huge bank, one of the largest in the country, left us in the dust.
How many times have I heard that story on this show, and how many times have I been saying this for 20-something years that would happen? They did it in 08, they did it in 09, and they did it again in the coronavirus era. Go ahead, now finish your story.
So, hello, community banks, because that's where we ended up going. And
a different world.
They actually learned our name after one session, whereas they didn't know our name after 40 years at the other place. So, in comes the program. It's a little bit to apply, but I was astounded. I said, wow, look, the government's working in our favor. I like to brag and say before it even happened, we had told all of our employees back in March, you're covered through at least June. And we're going to do more stuff from there. And then once this came along, it helped us be able to say, hey, we're good for the year, and we're going to use this time to figure out how to work better in this new environment.
Right. It helped you reset, didn't it?
Well, you know, as I was saying earlier, what it did is reemphasize. So we had been doing online remote projects for as much as 20 years, but a lot in the last 5 years. Well, we turned up that dial to 11, you know, and the other one went down to 0. You know, people wouldn't get in the room together, you know. That was a sense of self-preservation. So the money gave us time to really flesh that out, do new ways of getting creative. And here's one example. So when you're home or wherever, home hopefully, you get a little stir crazy. I don't. Maybe you don't, because, as you said, we like ourselves.
Well, we love each other, don't we? I love me, don't you?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, in my book, I'm number one. But people look for things to do. I mean, people are cleaning out closets that haven't been touched for decades and this type of stuff. Another thing to do is education. It's a good time to kind of hone your skills, get your brain going. So we established a series of online workshops, and the one that's been most effective or popular so far is creativity sessions for kids. So we take kids through what creativity is and have little sessions, and I think why it works, there are a couple of things. One, you know, it's a great time to have education. People have time, and you might find this surprising. But if you can distract their kids for an hour, they are very, very thankful.
Right.
Being cooped up in the house with a bunch of kids day after day after day, It can get you at the end of the rope. And it's fun for the kids. The kids have a lot of fun. And they get to see other kids from around the country on this Zoom stuff.
So what is
really
been good. Is there a name for it? You got a name for it? Is it a new program?
Ideas to Go Creativity for Kids. That doesn't actually have a name. But if you go on our website, or particularly if you're on our email list, you'll find out about it. And so once we knew kids could get it, we figured out maybe the adults could do the same. So we started doing sessions for adults, and a lot of it was telling them about the type of work we do, how we do our work, how they can be better at being innovative, of writing up ideas, of communicating them. Mm-hmm. And that has been really popular. Oh, gee, by the way, it's been good for business. That's if you give something away, you know, you get a return.
Right.
So we were giving away this expertise, and suddenly we're getting as many calls as we used to.
And if you had offered something like this a year ago, people would have thought, well, why are you offering me that? I don't need that. Because they didn't.
Well, I would say people would look at you askance. You know?
Right, exactly.
Okay, what's the trick?
So
what are you trying to do?
What you've done is you've turned a challenge into an opportunity and make it work for you. And you're probably never going back, right? I mean, this is your new reality, isn't it? It's your new regular.
Well, here's the other good thing about it.
Quickly, Ed.
Okay, don't like my landlords. We've closed both of our facilities.
Wow.
Because we looked at overhead and said, we can get rid of that stuff right now.
I'm hearing that more and more. People are saying, tell me again why I'm paying all this money for rent. Hey, Ed, I need your website one more time quickly, please.
Ideas2go.com.
All letters.
IDEASTOGO.
That's another one of his, that's his book. Ed, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Jim, it's been great. Thank you.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.